I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Hobbs police are asking the public's help in locating a hit-and-run driver of a black 2016 Nissan Rogue, which killed 19-year-old Delilah Nicole Ivada early Friday morning. According to police, they have small pieces of the vehicle and believe the car sustained probable front-end damage, but they have no other significant leads. Ivada left her home and was walking to work around 5:15 a.m. on Friday. Her body was not discovered until 6:45 a.m. in the vicinity of West Sanger. Anyone with any new information on this case are asked to call Hobbs Police. 30-year-old Miguel Sierra Calderon, a Mexican national, was killed after his eastbound Kentworth tractor trailer crossed the center line into oncoming traffic on Pot Ash Mine Road just east of Carlsbad on Friday. According to state police, the truck collided with a Peterbilt heading west on that same road. The Peterbilt swerved to avoid hitting Calderon head-on, but sideswiped the other truck and both left the road and crashed. Calderon died at the scene. No word on the condition of the other driver. Lovington police have added 4 new police officers to its department. Police Chief David Miranda, who was at the Safe Halloween spot greeting trick-or-treaters on Monday, elaborates.
So we're up to 21 officers now, which is all we're authorized for.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping in the coming months we can get back up to 28, which would be fully staffed. For the first time in 5 years, we actually have a waiting list.
Miranda is working on a grant to be used for further recruitment. The Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, just outside of Carlsbad, has begun the storage of transuranic waste at panel number 8. Each panel at the repository requires a minimum of 160,000 tons of salt before any waste can be stored. Panel 7, which was recently closed because of maximum capacity, has just over 20,000 containers stored there. That according to WIP officials. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.